Tomorrow, the Phoenix City Council will receive what's called an early budget status update for the 2017-18 fiscal year. There are some specific concerns raised by the budget staff, but nothing sticks out as horribly dramatic. That isn't how Councilman Sal DiCicco is reading the numbers, though. He issued a statement last week and joins us to talk about it. Councilman, your statement brings up the phrase structural deficit. In this context, what does that mean?
What it means is that year after year, the city of Phoenix is going to be facing financial crises because it cannot control the budget and the amount of money that it's spending on things. So if you look at it, the city of Phoenix is spending more than it's taking in. It's a real simple thing that most people in their own homes have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And why the city of Phoenix cannot do this in every other locality, including Glendale, which had financial problems, is able to solve their problem.
In the bigger picture, you also expressed concern about there not being a strategic plan. Can you give us some idea of what would be in a strategic plan like this? I presume that's to make sure you have consistent, balanced budgets year after year, but what does have to be in there?
Well, part of the thing that you would do in a strategic plan, and it's no different than a three-person print shop would do, they always try to put out a plan of what it is that they want to focus on, what is their core mission, and what they're going to be doing and what their critical areas are going to be doing as a company. The city of Phoenix has no strategic plan. We're a $3.5 billion operation, and up to now, the political leaders, including staff, have been fighting this. What a strategic plan does, it says, what are our key mission areas? What is it that we're going to focus on? And what do we want to do to improve those areas? And you rank order your functions from top to bottom. What is the most important function to the least important function? And if you want to start cutting your structural deficit, you look at those least important areas, those things that you'd like to do, but just don't have the funds to do.
Some people talk about investment. Other people label investment as spending too much. Which camp are you in?
Well, I like the idea of being able to invest in our community. I think that's what people hired us to do. That's why they have government. That's why we have our roads. That's why we have the airport. That's why we have our police and fire. But when you do your investments, and any family would do this, is that you've got to key in on those things that you think you can do and how much money you actually have. So you're not going to be investing in every business that's out there. You're going to be keyed in on those things that you believe will be the areas that are going to be able to give you the return that you want. Likewise, government should be doing the same thing.
At the heart of this, do you think that this is some of your fellow council members, some staff not looking at this realistically? Are they not willing to face tough decisions, or do they simply disagree with where you're coming from?
I think maybe a little combination, but I think most of it is nobody wants to have to face to make a tough decision. And I don't really think it's that tough of a decision. I think what it does is by rank ordering the strategic functions of the city of Phoenix, you start to look at what can we do and what should we be doing and what should we not be doing? Or can somebody else be doing the same service at a lower cost? When you start going through that process, you start making an identification of those core areas that you need to be in. And so I think people just don't want to have to make that decision, and plodding along under the same path just doesn't work.
Some people will say that you throw this out because you're in the minority and it's easier because you wouldn't have to face the tough decision as well. Is that unfair?
Well, when people talk about the minority, they're right. Okay, I'm never going to discount that because it is true, because once you're governing, it's a lot harder. But we do face the same decisions because whatever they vote on, I would have to vote on as well. So, there is some truth to some of that. I know it's unusual to hear that from a political person, but it is true. It is true. But the bottom line is this, is that you still have to make those decisions. And when you make those decisions, then it starts involving the public, and then the public could easily see what it is we focused on. Right now, the city of Phoenix spent $9.875 million to go out to an out-of-state company to talk to the public about recycling. Now, I think recycling is important, but do you want to spend almost $10 million to talk to the public on the need of recycling and to educate them when we're short on police officers, especially with our fugitive warrant detail, where those individuals go out there and find the bad guys? So, I mean, those are, recycling and to talk and to educate the public about recycling is important, but does it meet that threshold that it's as high as those other functions? I don't think it does.
Phoenix City Councilman Sal DiCicco giving us an update. his viewpoint of the next fiscal year potential budget for the city of Phoenix. Councilman, thank you.
Thank you very much.